Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every big show Friday, we talk to Lucy Shake. She's the director of the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
How was your Labor Day weekend? Did you enjoy the extended time off?
I did. I always enjoy that extra, you know, like you think it's over, but you get like what I call a second Sunday, right? When you get that Monday off, it's pretty nice.
I do. I like that.
We had some nice and sunny and beautiful.
Yeah, just nice enough to cut the grass, move some mulch, and then be sore all day on Labor Day.
That's right. Why am I sore? I can't remember.
Exactly. Labor Day brought to you by Advil. And here we are, though, at the end of week number two in September. It's Friday again. We have plenty of volunteer opportunities going on. COVID-19 is all around us. We know that that's going to be the case for some time. We have seen how many different agencies have pivoted. They have made lemonade out of lemons and done everything else, and they still need people to get involved. And one of the fantastic seasonal opportunities coming up has to do with the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch. Number one, it has an outstanding name. I don't know if you could get a better name for this thing. But tell us
That's
all
right.
about it and who needs to volunteer here.
Yes, this is our wonderful annual event, the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch, brought to you by Bloomington Creative Glass Center and all of the enthusiastic volunteers down there. They're going to push through and have the pumpkin patch, which will be on the first weekend, of October, the 9th and the 10th, or maybe that's the second weekend, but the 9th and the 10th, that's a Friday and Saturday, and they're going to have the glass pumpkins all over the courthouse lawn like they normally do, and lucky for them, it is an outdoor event that they've always, you know, battled with the fall weather and had people come out, so they're just going to do it in a slightly adjusted way so that you have fewer people interacting at one time, but they're going to go forward and have this great event. And they need help on September 19th and 21st for setup, which is when you're pricing and unwrapping all of the wonderful pumpkins that have been made at the Creative Glass Center. And then they need event day volunteers, so October 9th and 10th, and that's for crowd control and checkout and all of the things. Seriously.
Crowd control at the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch. Calm down, people.
I'm telling you. This is one of those ones that has really dedicated volunteers. Once you get involved or you're really interested in this beautiful glass blowing, volunteers do get first pick and they get one pumpkin ahead of the opening. So that is a really nice perk for volunteers if you're interested in having a pumpkin this year from the Great Glass Pumpkin Patch.
Well, you got to buy that pumpkin. Let's make sure we make that clear. And this is a great deal anyhow because they don't want you to touch anything. You couldn't ask for a better place to go in our COVID world right now and just look. What do they say to kids? Touch with your eyes. Do it that way. Don't
right.
touch anything. Don't handle anything. This is great. And it's outdoors, like you mentioned as well. And you got to be able to handle some glass. And that's not as easy as it sounds. Lucy Shake is our guest from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. And tell me about the Bloomington Thrift Shop. And they have a mural that needs a little help, a little recovery?
Yes, I guess they were tagged. The side of their building was tagged earlier this summer, and they tried to cover it up a little bit and
Lucy. For those of us who don't speak graffiti, what does tagged mean?
They did have a little vandalism, some graffiti on the side of their beautiful, if you know it, downtown on Madison Street, it's that beautiful canary yellow building on the corner of 3rd and Madison. And so they have a little bit of something going on there that they couldn't quite cover up, but they made, like you said, lemonade out of a lemon here, literally our big yellow lemon. They're going to have a volunteer help them put in a beautiful mural that will be less likely to have graffiti on it. And so if you've got that creative itch and you want to do something outside as well and, you know, put your mark on a building here in Bloomington, they want to talk to you and they will provide the supplies for you. So that is a great invitation for anybody who has that artistic ability to paint in a large scale And to have that be a public piece of art for the Bloomington Thrift Shop.
So they're asking you to graffiti their own building legally, basically.
Yeah, slightly different style, but yeah.
They'll provide you all the tools.
Involving
paint. Yeah, you just bring the talent.
Right, yeah.
And if you'd like to do murals and artwork like that, well, they'll be able to help you out. The Bloomington Thrift Shop on Madison downtown. Adopt a Drain volunteers. Why? Well, we know that all these wonderful leaves we see on the trees will eventually fall. And someday it will rain again. It seems like it's been 2 weeks, but we need to adopt some drains.
That's right. And as we know, every drain leads into our waterways, and that is a very important thing to know when you're being environmentally sustainable. And also just the functionality of our drains and everything. So we want to keep those drains clear. To do that, we need all hands on deck and all eyes on a drain. So this is an adopt a drain where you will adopt a drain that's close to you. Maybe it's on your regular dog walk or, you know, on your way to work or something like that. You can adopt it as a family as well. Just check in on it. I think they have on a monthly basis to see if it's clogged or if it's in need of anything or damaged. And you will be the keeper of that drain for the City of Bloomington Utilities.
Well, that's very nice of you. And we're all in this together. And any time we can help out, that does help, because obviously we don't want places to flood or get the water system all goofed up. Look, I'm lazy. I work too much. My kids run me around. I can't make it to any of these. Can I still help out?
Well, sure. We can find something for you to do. Do you have any stuff in your garage or your basement?
Oh, baby.
Well, so if you don't have time to give right now, but you do have some stuff, I do encourage you to look at our in-kind giving list, which we call the community wish list. So if you have any things, stuff, material goods, everything from brand new packaging of diapers or food, all the way to used furniture or office goods, things like that, can be used in our nonprofit community and put right back into work, repurposed for good and for mission delivery with our nonprofit. So if you don't have time or money, you probably do have a little something that you can donate to our nonprofits anyway.
Outstanding. And then there's always cash and other things we can do, but don't throw anything away. We'll find somebody who can repurpose it and use it. All right, Lucy, if people need more information, the best place, the hub, the heartbeat of the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network is?
BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org. It's just that easy. Dial us up. You can cruise around and find a match for the way that you want to connect to the community.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can access all of the information. But if somebody wants to get more details, they can call you. How do they do it?
They can call me at 812-349-3433, or I have email as well, getconnected@bloomington.in.gov.
Perfect, Lucy. Big weekend plans here, post-Labor Day?
Oh, Labor Day recovery, I imagine.
We'll start there and work your way back, exactly. You don't want to work hurt. That's the whole deal. Great job as always. Enjoy it, and we will do it again next Friday.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.